877-337-8345.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features you will find on site. They're free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And for some reason, Mark is here again on another day off because you just love doing this show that much.
Well, you know, my wife's down in Florida for the winter, and I don't see any particular reason to sit at home by myself and do nothing.
You have a cat and a dog?
I have a cat. The dog is down in Florida, too.
Oh,
so
really?
So the dog, the kid, and the wife are down
man.
In Florida. It's me and Mushu Pork.
That's a bummer.
No, you know, it is what it is.
Here you are, and we're here to take your calls about anything, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. So today, and Mark, I know you've got something that you wanted to talk about in the news. We can get to that in a moment. But today, we were in Manchester, and what was happening in Manchester today was this Radio Row thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the radio business, in the talk radio business, sometimes they have these Radio Rows. And basically what it is a bunch of talk show hosts from around the country they'll come to the same place. In this case, it's a hotel in downtown Manchester. And they've got like Talkers Magazine and Talk Radio News Service have teamed up to make this thing happen because it's the primary and it's New Hampshire. And so let's bring a bunch of talk show hosts to New Hampshire. I guess that's it.
Well, I mean, certainly the talk show hosts want to be able to interview the candidates. And right now, New Hampshire is it's lousy with candidates. They're crawling all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I got hassled by a couple of those sort of lesser-known candidates today, you know, ones that are running. Nobody's as exciting as Vermin Supreme, the guy with the boot on his head.
Oh, Vermin, yeah.
But just, you know, some guys that are as crazy as he pretends to be, really. I mean, if you think that you're running for president and you're going to get anything done, I guess. I don't know.
So we were at this thing I don't know if I would have gone had I not had to have been in Manchester already today. I guess I didn't have to be. But one of my friends, actually, Adamo Freeman from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock.org, one of the founders of CopBlock.org, went to a sentencing hearing today, this morning, in Manchester. The crime was chalking, because it was this summer.
The crime was graffiti.
Was, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was chalking.
Okay.
And it was this summer when there was a group of folks that went to the Manchester Police Department to protest, because the Manchester Police Department basically executed a man. Essentially what they did.
Yeah, it wasn't, certainly something to question about that case.
And so they wanted to, you know, have themselves heard. So they headed on over to the police department, and 8 people were arrested on this particular day, and all of it was basically for chalking. Now, some people, like Ademo, ended up with additional charges because when he was told to stop or stay where he was or something like that, he just went ahead and walked away. Because when a cop contacts you on the street, you normally don't have any obligation to talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the cop told him he was under arrest or something like that. So
did they video that?
I think. I'm not sure. Okay. Anyway, so he walked away and got arrested. And was charged with resisting arrest because he walked away. And then he went limp, and so they gave him a second resisting arrest charge on that case. He was also a criminal mischief charge for the chalking itself.
Which, by the way, really seems strange when they have a graffiti charge already as an ordinance in Manchester. You know, why would they do that?
Yeah, and I don't think he ended up getting a graffiti charge. So that's kind of weird. And I think there was one more charge, but again, there's so they just throw so many charges at people, it's hard to keep track of it all. There was another gentleman, Wes, who was there, was one of the activists. He was also being sentenced today. Wes came out with the worst deal because he missed a court date, and I
don't like that.
He wasn't apologetic about it or something like that, and so he got sentenced to contempt of court. 180 days.
Oh, my.
For contempt of court. And by the way, Julia is joining us this evening. Good evening, Julia.
Hello.
So, recapping what happened earlier today in Manchester, Wes Gilreath sent to jail on contempt for 180 days. He's also looking at a few $100 in fines for the dastardly chalking, which, by the way, they called the fire department out for. Instead of just waiting for it to rain like it does every 3 days here in New Hampshire.
Yes.
I'm exaggerating, but it does tend to rain a little bit here in New Hampshire. And so it's chalk. Just a reminder, we're not talking about graffiti paint. We're talking about chalk. And so, no, rather than waiting for, you know, or just grabbing a hose or something like that, they called the fire department out. And the fire department, even though we pay taxes for the fire department, apparently they send people bills. Did you know this?
This is true. I actually had a friend, like a family friend, you know, homeowner, responsible guy type friend, and he was grilling or something, and something caught fire, and it got out of control, and they called the fire department, and by the time the fire department got there, they had put the fire out. But the fire department, when they came, said, well, you're lucky we didn't have to bring out the big trucks, otherwise you would have gotten a bill, and they said the price, and it was ridiculously expensive.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, that's funny that, I mean, is it like that in a lot of places?
Every place is different. Completely arbitrary.
Is it every place, like, across New Hampshire or across the country? Like, is it all New Hampshire's where they charge people?
My town, they don't charge at all.
Wow. What a scam. I mean, because, you know, it's funny that they do that, because when we talk about ending the government's monopoly on services, their coercive monopoly, people will say things, well, wait a minute, you just want the fire department to just show up and bill someone? Well, that's apparently what some of them do right now.
Yeah, they do.
And they don't tell you in advance. They don't just show up, take the job, or just, you know, before they take the job, negotiate with you. They show up and do whatever damage they're going to do to their to your property while they're rescuing it. And then later on, hit you with a bill for some arbitrary amount of money, which in no way, shape, or form is any way market-based. It's just some arbitrary number they made up.
It was a lot in this case, like thousands of dollars.
It was 300-something in this case. It was $125 per hour with a three-hour minimum to bring their tanker truck thing out and have them blast away the chalk from the building.
It does seem like, well, first off, I think that this, you know, this rises to a low-level graffiti. I don't think that activists should be marking on anyone's walls.
Yeah, I don't think police should be killing, you know, people.
Agreed, agreed. Maybe some signs that you can pick up and take with you. I think that there's a problem with chalking. I really do. However, I think that calling the fire department out instead of just sending the janitor out there with a hose is a poor use of the fire department. Now, if they charge you $250 for the janitor's time, that's something you set yourself up with, right, graffitiing these people's building.
So, again, one guy in jail for 180 days contempt of court, which is essentially the maximum sentence in New Hampshire you can receive for contempt of court without the judge becoming more accountable somehow to setting a higher sentence. So, basically, he went right up to the line of where he can just sentence someone with complete impunity. And, of course, it's contempt, so there's no appealing. So then a demo...
It's not even really a charge.
No, it's a power.
Right, it's a power of the court.
So then a demo got sentenced to 2 months in jail on the charge of resisting, one of the charges of resisting. The other one was a fine for the so-called criminal mischief. He decided to go ahead and sit the criminal mischief, which, you know, in New Hampshire, you can sit it in jail. You can sit a fine off for $50 a day. So he's going to sit that off. So he's currently in jail in Manchester.
Earning $50 a day.
Well, whatever you want to say. But he's going to appeal the other charge, the resisting arrest charge. So that's going to go to a jury trial. we've yet to see how that's going to pan out. That's some of what happened today with some of our friends here at 855-450-FREE. But that's not all, because, as I said, Mark, we went to this political event, this Radio Row thing, and also another activist, Kelly, was arrested for chalking outside of the courthouse, chalking the building, again, outside of the courthouse today. 855-450-FREE. I'm sure video of that is henceforth coming over at CopBlock.org and FreeKey.com. We're coming up.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful.
An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance. From the Industrial Age to the space age. Gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you don't want to be unprepared, BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness. Why do they lead? Because of best value, best selection, and their low price guarantee. Take advantage of BePrepared.com's inventory reduction sale going on right now. Save up to 43% on food storage and emergency supplies. Up to 43%. For example, be prepared with freeze-dried peaches and strawberries, freeze-dried roast beef, 180 two-piece first aid kits, 9-meal MRE kits, a waterproof multifunction emergency LED flashlight for only $3.99, and much more. BePrepared.com. All supplies last. But hurry, sale ends when inventory's gone. Call 800-999-1863. That's 800-999-1863. Or online at BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com. Best value, best selection, and low price guarantee. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever 1-855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Those features, by the way, include our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of the program. So once again, freetalklive.com, and you can get straight to the Shrine of Female Listeners by going to shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever had to deal with the court system, whether it's because somebody's done you wrong or because, well, the system's aggressed against you or whatever it might be, you need to know the rules. And if you don't know the rules, you're fighting in the dark. JurisDictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. Arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules, how to make motions, get evidence, do discovery, all those things. It's JurisDictionary.com. I have gone through the course a couple of times at this point, and I recommend it to anybody. It works in civil or criminal matters and for plaintiffs or defendants in state or federal courts. As a matter of fact, courts all across the world that use the English common law system, Australia, India, New Zealand, Canada. And you can go there to JurisDictionary.com, use all the free tools they have for you. They have a free weekly tips and tactics newsletter. They have a legal dictionary there, the videos, all those things. Then you buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. It's JurisDictionary.com. I recommend it highly. And remember, to use the pull-down menu when you check out to let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's JurisDictionary.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. We're going to take your calls, of course, about whatever might happen to be on your mind. 855-450-FREE is the number here. We'll go to the phones shortly just to wrap up the day's events briefly for you. Both of us, Mark, you and I, went out to Manchester today for this Radio Row event. And they, you know, basically they bring a bunch of talk show hosts in. I don't think I don't know if they pay them to come out. I don't think
no,
they do.
No, you pay to be there.
Yeah. So these guys, I mean, they're just so into the political thing, because most talk show hosts are very into the political thing, that they come out and they, you know, they get politicians to come in there, and lesser politicians for the most part. You don't really end up seeing the big boys, although I did hear rumor that, you know, obviously they're in the area, right? So if you find out where they are, you can go and talk to them. But generally they don't come in. Like, Rand Paul was there,
yeah,
but Ron Paul wasn't there. And you'd think
John Huntsman's daughters trundled through.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have known who those people were.
I think some of Mitt's kids came through, too.
Yeah. So you know, people like Neil Bortz are there, and some local more New Hampshire-based talk show hosts.
I saw Chris Matthews from Hardball or Hardline or Hard Whatever.
The only thing I can think, I've never seen that show, but I've seen the Saturday Night Live skit, and I don't even know who the actor is. It, gosh, who's the guy who does it? But either way, that's all I can picture in my head, and it's like, it's just funny.
We saw Dan Rather.
Yeah,
wow.
He was there. But he actually wasn't at the hotel. We saw him down the street in an Italian restaurant. But so we went out to this thing, and I don't know, Mark, did you feel like it was a waste of our time?
I don't know about waste, but I...
It comes damn close.
It's close.
Because it's funny, you know, we're in New Hampshire, so it's not too inconvenient for us to go to this thing. And we show up there and kind of check in and let them know who we are and why we're there. We were invited by one of the other talk show hosts in the business who lives up here in New Hampshire. And, you know, we dropped his name, and we'd been there 4 years ago as well. We did the same thing. Where basically we idle around for a couple hours and hope that someone will want to interview us, right? So I told him, hey, you know, we can talk about whatever, or we can talk about Ron Paul because we both really like Ron Paul. Just kind of offering ourselves for interview, because what I didn't want to do was do a live show from this event. I just don't want to take the time to bring equipment out to, and they will provide you with equipment, but I don't want to take the time to do a live show from this event because I don't want to talk to politicians. You know, I want to talk to you and listen to what you have to say.
Not them. I couldn't see any interview there that I'm like, oh, we missed that interview.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk to you instead. Let's go to Dennis. Speaking of someone who appears to enjoy talking to politicians, Dennis Goddard, he has his own television program, NH Capital Access, which folks can access online at nhcaptv.com, if I'm not mistaken. Dennis?
Thank you.
Now, do you actually enjoy talking to the politicians, or do you just kind of make it seem like you enjoy talking to them?
Well, when it's politicians at the national level, like these guys running for president, I don't give a flip about those guys. I'm so not interested in news or bits or whoever.
Yeah.
When it's talking to, like, New Hampshire politicians who are state reps, who, you know, oftentimes they got to be politicians because they got screwed by the state and they're mad they're not taking it anymore. Those are interesting people to talk to, and I really like talking to them about what policies they're putting through and what bills they want to do and maybe help where I can or hurt where I can. That's fun.
That's a good point. The politicians here in New Hampshire do tend to be more real than politicians at the national level. They're more reachable. You can actually call most of them at their home. And, you know, like when you look them up, their numbers are there, and they don't actually even have an office in the state house. You know, a lot of these state governments, when you become a state senator or state representative, you get an office with staff or more than one office, you know, an office in your hometown and an office in the state capitol and, you know, $100,000+ in salary and health care benefits. And here in New Hampshire, what is it, $100 a year or $200 for 2 years, something like that, Dennis?
Now that's right, and that is, of course, before taxes.
So, yeah, that's it's a whole different scenario up here. And because of that, the politicians tend to be a little bit more down to earth. But what were you calling about tonight?
So I did actually get to interview a politician that I've been hoping to interview for a long time. You know, people are focused on the Republican primary, and I think they're all of them, just not that interesting to me at all. They're pretty boring. I guess Ron Paul is the one that's different from the others, but basically they're not that interesting. But Barack Obama has challengers in the primary, too, and a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to some of them, and I finally scored an interview with the one guy that I really, really wanted to talk to, a gentleman whose actual name is Berman Supreme.
Yes, I as well would like to interview Mr. Supreme. I saw him for the first time last night and absolutely loved his appearance at the what they call the lesser candidates debate. I guess that happened last month where, you know, a bunch of people you've never probably heard of before came to some room in some college campus or wherever, and they had some kind of a debate. I didn't see it in any of the debate, the rest of it, except for the clips of Berman Supreme from it, which were just outstanding. How would you describe this character, Dennis?
You got to start with his physicality. First of all, his trademark attire is a large rubber boot that he does wear on top of his head. He typically has around 9 or 10 ties that he wears, and the most loud green blazer you've ever seen, a giant bushy white beard. And
he looks almost like a wizard, like something out of The Hobbit or Harry Potter. Hey, Dennis, hang on. You probably want to tell me more, so stick with us here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's funny he brought up Berman because I actually had his YouTube video here in my show prep pile for 10 seconds. Taste of him coming up.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. ad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number, 855-453. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features like the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
The mobile site will give you quick access to the live streams and podcast, m.freetalklive.com.
If you're a smoker, I was too for many years, you know that they're not good for you. You know that at some point or another, they could very well kill you, that they could shorten your life. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. It's Vaporsmiths.com's e-cigarette. They make one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market, available in the market today, and they'll give it to you completely free. If, because you're a listener of Free Talk Live, if you use coupon code FTL when you purchase 40 cartomizers at Vaporsmiths.com, cartomizers are the things that contain the nicotine. If you purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL, they'll give you a free starter kit and free shipping. If you don't want to go to Vaporsmiths.com and just want to use the telephone number, it's 855-2-GET-VAPOR. You'll have to use that coupon code FTL still. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com.
So, we are talking about Vermin Supreme, and I found him, I think, for the first time last night via a video that was kind of floating around YouTube and Facebook, and it was an excerpt from the, what was all, I guess, like a 2-hour long
debate that they had for the what they call the lesser-known candidates, you know, the guys that just aren't getting any attention whatsoever. Yeah. And there are apparently several of them in the Democratic race, the primary here.
Obama's running against 14. There's 14 people in the primary?
Yep. And so tomorrow is primary day in New Hampshire. It's going to be a big day. And, you know, Vermin Supreme is giving me a reason to go to the polls. I have to say, I'm pretty excited by this. I mean, Dennis Goddard is with us here from New Hampshire Capital Access. He's a Free State Project participant who moved here a long time ago, as we did, and has been busily working within the system and really helping make some changes inside it, and also doing his own TV show. NHCapTV.com is where you can go to see that. And you got an interview with this Vermin Supreme, who, and that's his name. I guess he legally changed his name to Vermin Supreme because that's how he's listed on the ballot in New Hampshire. And I remember when I was at the city clerk's office a few days ago, just because I happened to be downtown in Keene, and I saw the ballots there that they had made up, and I saw his name, and I thought, wow, that's a unique name. I consider it was one of those moments where I thought, you know, I might just vote for somebody because they have the name Vermin Supreme. And it turns out he is a really interesting character. So, Dennis, you were just getting into describing who he is. Who he is, dresses very interestingly with all kinds of colorful ties and a green blazer and kind of this wizardly looking beard and a boot, most prominently placed, a very large boot, most prominently placed on his head. So what else would you have to say about him?
So I had the opportunity to interview Vermin Supreme on my show, and actually if you go to NHCapTV.com, it'll be the top thing you see there. And that was a real experience because I kind of, you know, I got to interact with him as a person for a while. And, you know, before we started the show, he's a little bit intense. He does have that wizard thing going that, like, I don't know, maybe too much acid. I don't know, but very intense guy. And he did let me know. He said, look, I'm probably going to storm off your set. What's a good time for me to do that? And he said, I don't know.
That's awesome.
Towards the end, so he says, okay. And he did, you know, by the end of the set, he got very upset with me and tore off his microphone and stormed off the set.
No, wait, what was it that he got upset with you about?
That we were taping. I guess he made that, you know, the thing is, you never really know when he's in character, and so he made out that he was very upset that he thought we were just chatting, that we were going to start taping like an hour after we started chatting or something like
wait
that.
Wait a minute. This is being recorded?
Yeah, that's pretty much his word. His other signature line that kind of threw me off was when he looked really intense at me, again, the too much acid thing, and just barked at me and said, stop looking at me, like in the middle of the interview. Kind of unsettling. But he did tell me about, you know, his you still there?
Yeah, we're right here.
Okay. Yeah, so he told me about his platform, which apparently involves mandatory toothbrushing laws.
That's right.
He's big on that.
And a free pony.
Free pony for everyone. He wants to fund time travel research. That's very important to him. Did you see in that video clip of him at the debate, at the very end, when they're all just giving their, like, 30 seconds of, you know, give your last pitch why you should vote for me, Vermin Supreme sticks his hands into his pockets, into which he's got a bunch of glitter, stands up and starts throwing the glitter on all the other candidates, saying, pixie dust, you're gay now.
No, he throws the glitter on one candidate in specific who is sitting next to him. He says, Jesus has told me to turn so-and-so candidate gay. And,
wow, what an amazing person.
Yeah. I'm telling you, this guy's incredible.
You didn't have me until the glitter.
Yeah. Well, he's amazing. How long did you end up having him on your show, Dennis?
I think I had him there for a good 20 minutes before the inevitable storming off. He has a whole lot of great sort of elevator pitches. When he talks about the mandatory toothbrushing law, he's got a whole bunch of great little things to say about, like, you know, we're indentured, we've got to fight back, and so on and so forth, wordplay.
Yeah.
And first I got to have fun with his name, right? I asked him, you know, is there a supreme doctrine? Would you be a supreme leader? What would a supreme presidency be like? And so he's very fun, although he is, as I say, a little bit intense, a little bit weird, like he does have the too much LDS wizard thing going on.
He seems like, you know, I mean, at first blush, I've never met him in person, but just, you know, from looking at his website, he seems like, you know, kind of like one of those Borat folks, the guy that, who knows who the real man behind Vermin Supreme is. But he's in character constantly. And if you go to his website, verminsupreme.com, it's, you know, one of those crappy 1996 looking websites.
Oh, it's awful.
When you go to that,
it's a heck of a shade of mauve, though.
Yeah, when you go there, there's a 3-minute trailer for a movie that he's in called Vote Jesus: The Chronicles of Ken Stevenson. And in the movie, did you watch this trailer?
I thought maybe the guy's original real name was Ken Stevenson. I thought maybe that, but a lot of Googling, and I cannot find out what this guy's real name used to be.
Yeah, Ken Stevenson is a fictional character he created for the movie where Ken Stevenson is running for president as, you know, one of these also-ran sort of lesser-known candidates. And he's going around with kind of this Jesus mantra, presenting himself as a very ultra-religious character. Now, the Vermin Supreme, the guy behind Vermin Supreme is clearly not this Ken Stevenson guy, but the reason he's doing it is to play out these folks into getting them to admit what they really think, to, you know, get them to feel comfortable with him, because he's going to talk to ultra-religious people and get them to say some really outrageous stuff. Now, the movie hasn't been released yet, and if I can get Vermin on the show, I certainly intend to ask him about it when it's going to come out, because the trailer was released a couple years ago, and it just looks like brilliant situational kind of comedy,
satire,
improv, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, he clearly has a set kind of routine, right? Like, he's got the whole mandatory dental care thing. He's got certain things that he says about that, like you were mentioning, the puns that he has. So he's got certain material that is stuff that he always delivers, but he's always performing live. He's always performing in front of a crowd. If you go to his website and click Vermin Videos, one of his more recent videos is at a Santorum event where Santorum isn't up speaking yet, so Vermin just gets up to the podium and starts addressing the crowd for 20 minutes, taking questions and everything.
A man with a rubber boot on his head.
Yes. Yes.
Taking questions.
Yeah. So folks can see your interview with Vermin over at nhcaptv.com, Dennis?
Yes, they can. You know, if you're going to vote Republican, please vote Ron Paul, but if you got the Democratic ticket, go ahead and vote Vermin.
I plan on it, Dennis, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. I can't vote for Ron Paul because there's this 90-day window thing where if you haven't changed your voter registration within 90 days out from the election, you're screwed. And so I got screwed, but I'm feeling better about it now that I know Vermin Supreme is on the ballot. We'll give you some audio from Vermin here in a little bit to give you more of a taste of what it is that you obviously won't be able to see his silliness, but it's good to hear. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency known as Bitcoin, yet obtaining them has been tricky until now. Crypto Exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell Bitcoins from anywhere in the world. We also offer a complete bullion store, so you can now buy gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. With 24-hour customer service and the most secure systems available, Crypto Exchange is here to get you started with the new Bitcoin currency. I invite you to check us out at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's bitcoin.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Julia.
And Mark.
All right. Oops. That guy's not with us. I don't know who he was.
Somebody was that.
So we're going to get to more Vermin Supreme here in a moment. I have not yet heard back from Vermin regarding my interview request, but I'm sure he is a busy guy. I know that last night when I was looking into him, it was like 1 in the morning, and there was a live stream coming from his website with Vermin Supreme in some crowd of people somewhere in New Hampshire, some late night political thing.
Doing his thing, yeah, whatever that thing might exactly be, I'm not entirely sure.
Right. I don't know if he makes money off of being Vermin Supreme or what, if you know supporters are out there keeping him going, but the guys, he keeps going at it. Apparently he did this back in 2008, and he focuses on New Hampshire because it's a place where you can pretty much easily get on the ballot, from what I understand. There are approximately 15 people on the Democratic ballot, and there are more than just the standard, you know, 5 Republicans.
I think it may cost $1,000 to run for president in New Hampshire.
Do you think that's cheap or expensive?
What do you think it is?
For president? I guess it sounds kind of cheap, but I don't really know.
Sounds cheap to you? It sounds incredibly expensive for these people. I mean, what's Vermin making off of this, running around with a rubber boot on his head?
$1,000? I spoke to two guys
today running for president, and, you know, they were talking like they were had a chance of winning. And the guy,
one guy said something
to the effect of, you know, I don't know what my chances are, and I interrupted him and said, the same as the chances of a large meteorite striking the debate building where the rest of the candidates are. Because that's the only thing that would ever happen that would get this guy elected.
Didn't one of the guys leave a card with you, a little folding card that said, you've just met the next president of the United States?
He did, yes.
Joe Smith, or whatever his name was.
Exactly what he said, yeah.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, I wish you the best.
You know, and like the first thing I asked him is, what's your issue? Because if you're going to run for president as a no-namer,
you better have something to shake it up, right?
Well, you better have an issue. I mean, it would seem like the only thing you're trying to do is push this issue. I'm running for president because I believe, this needs to happen. And okay, that's cool. And if you're just trying to push that agenda and you're using the foil that is the presidential race in the United States, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
But you sound delusional talking like you're going to win.
Let's continue with you and your calls. We'll talk more about Vermin Supreme in a moment. Nick is in Illinois on the Amp Lines. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Hey, tonight I'd like to talk about how the term monopoly on violence is interpreted differently by statists and anti-statists.
Okay.
Every now and then, you'll encounter people who actually support the idea of the state having a monopoly on initiating violence. The reason why is because what makes a successful monopoly is that they successfully prevent anyone else from doing the thing that they monopolize. In fact, the bigger and more omnipresent that monopolist is, the better able they are to prevent anyone else from doing the thing that they monopolize, ostensibly.
All right.
Back when I was a Democrat and I encountered this concept for the first time in political science class, I liked the idea because I thought that if anyone should be allowed to use violence, it should be the government, which I viewed as a wise, well-regulated entity, which is at least somewhat accountable to the people because it relies on public goodwill.
As a good college student should believe, right? I mean, that's what they tell you.
As opposed to selfish private actors whose actions are not subject to such scrutiny.
Right.
I have been a voluntarist for long enough that I sort of forgot this line of thinking, but I encountered it again today on a blog when I Googled monopoly on violence, and it got me into thinking of how it is that the voluntarist I am now sees the notion of monopoly on violence so differently from the statist I used to be.
What do you think would be better than a monopoly on violence? What could better communicate a similar idea to a statist?
Well, I'll get to that.
Okay, because I think it's lacking too, but go ahead.
Yeah, right. Well, that's when I came to this sort of realization that there's a kind of trick in the language around the term monopoly. When you say that you are against the monopoly on violence, what you are saying is that you disagree with the statement that only one entity should have the sole right to use violence. What statists hear implied in that statement is that you think that everyone should have the right to use violence, and that brings up images of violent Mad Max and Somalia-style wastelands. But when you say that you are against the idea that any one entity should have the right, what you could also be for, which is not really implied by that statement, is that nobody should have the right to initiate violence.
Or the competition should occur in this area to the point, to the level of that customer service increases to where violence is an extraordinarily rare thing used.
And only used against the most dangerous of people.
Competition in the area of retaliatory violence, but we believe that nobody should have the right to initiate violence.
Correct.
So I guess it's sort of like when people hear you say that you're against a monopoly on initiating violence, they think you're for lack of a better term, polyopoly on initiatory violence. But what we're really for is a non-opoly on initiatory violence.
Right.
I just wanted to point that out because maybe if you've met someone who thinks this way, you can be aware of what's probably going through their head.
Yeah, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. So tell me an alternative.
I haven't thought of one. I just came up with this.
Perhaps a monopoly on aggression?
Yeah, but again, would that also... The suggestion is the person hearing that might think that means you want more people to have the ability to aggress.
Right. It's. I think it's just important to focus on the idea. It's like, we don't mind the fact, really, that the state prevents people from being violent. It's... Part that bothers us is when they are violent.
Okay, so the state is an organization that claims for itself the right to use aggression against other people with impunity.
That is a good way to put it, yeah.
The right to use aggression with impunity, yeah. I mean, that's a good point.
Very good, genius.
And one last thing. Mark, I have a note here that a friend of yours said that stinging nettle doesn't sting.
Stinging metal. Yeah, I think that's what he said.
Well, I grew up in Holland, and we had stinging nettle there, and when you brush against it, it stings for like an hour.
There you go. Thanks, Nick, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Good points. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So here's something from this lesser candidates debate, Vermin Supreme 2012,
running on the Democratic side of the
ticket. And an opening 2 minutes to Mr. Vermin Supreme.
Thank you. Gingivitis has been eroding the gum line of this great nation long enough and must be stopped. For too long, this country has been suffering a great moral and oral decay in spirit and incisors. A country's future depends on its ability to bite back. We can no longer be a nation indentured. Our very salivation is at stake.
So his delivery is as deadpan as it sounds. I mean, he's just looking straight on out at people and looking very, very serious about this, all the while having a boot upon his head. A very large boot.
It doesn't really look like a boot from here. He just looks like a wizard.
Yeah, right, right. So when the camera pulls back, you'll be able to see it better. But here we go.
Together, we must brace ourselves.
Brace
as
ourselves.
We cross over to the bridge work into the 23rd century. Let us bite the bullet and together make America a sea of shining smiles from sea to shiny sea. Now, friends, some people will tell you that this mandatory toothbrushing law is about the secret dental police kicking down your door at 3 a.m. to make sure you've brushed. Friends, it is not. Some will mention the dental reeducation centers or the preventative dental maintenance detention facilities. It's about none of these things. It's not about the government-issued toothpaste containing an addictive yet harmless substance. No, friends, it is not even about DNA gene splicing to create a race of winged monkeys to act as tooth fairies. Friends, what this mandatory toothbrushing law is really about is strong teeth for a strong America. My name is Vermin Supreme. I am a friendly fascist. I am a tyrant that you should trust, and you should let me run your life, because I do know what is best for you.
How can you get better than this?
Not much. Not in running for president. There's no better political theater out there that I've ever seen in running for president.
Me either. He's incredible. He knows what's best for you, and that is brush your teeth, America. We'll have the dental squads coming to your house. If not, put you in a dental reeducation camp.
Yes, I'm a politician. I will promise you anything your little electorate heart desires, because you are my constituents. You are the informed voting public. And because I have no intention of keeping any promise that I make. Vote early, vote often. Remember, a vote for Vermin Supreme is a vote completely thrown away.
More coming up here with Vermin Supreme. And we'll see if he gets back in touch with me, because I'd love to have him on the show. 855-450-FREE. He is in New Hampshire right now for the New Hampshire primary.
And skulking about.
I was disappointed to not see him at either the Occupy New Hampshire event today, which was right across the street from the hotel with all the presidential stuff going on, or at the Radio Row. I think that would have been fun to track him down in person. More coming up. Hour 2 next. Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk, and this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.